full bunch. And about midday, I was out mowing grass. It was not that terribly wet here. And I also got one of my burn piles and started burning that little sucker up and got it all taken care of. My daughter, who lives in town, Noble, they got, I understand, 7 inches of rain. And it comes sailing in her back door and out the front door. And she spent the day mopping and scrubbing and moving and dampening and drying out stuff. So they got flooded in town. So we did not get any of that. It rained here, like I said, late last night, and that was it. So, which is fine. We have plenty of wet growing grass here, or not wet grass, but, you know, although it might be now. But anyhow, we have plenty of green grass growing like crazy. And it do take a while to get her tidied up. But we got some of it mowed today. So that's about it, Miss Lucky. And the floor show is sounding wonderful. I'll get it here in a minute. Anyhow, WA6DKD.
All right, Denny. Well, sorry to hear about the flooding issues over there. Yeah, our backyard was kind of piling up a little bit, so it's good we were able to get out and get the lawn mowed over the weekend. It's going to be a while before we get to do that again, I'm sure. So, yeah, let's, hang on a second, check my list here. Okay, Victor's one and done, so yeah, it really is my turn, so I can just keep babbling here. KG5MXA, so, yeah, got the lawn mowed this weekend, got the garage cleaned out. Of course, that was mostly my husband that did that, but, you know, I hauled a couple loads off to Goodwill. We both hauled a couple loads off to Goodwill, and, gosh, yeah, it was Labor Day, and we were hoping to take it easy, but we did a whole lot of work around the house instead. It was necessary, though, and like I mentioned, I'm sitting on the floor in here with the rig on the floor because we had to clear everything out from under the windows so we can get new windows this weekend. So it's an investment of time and labor, and gosh, a lot of stuff piles up under the window in 18 years, I'll tell you that. But yeah, I got all that cleared out, and it'll pay off. The window guy asked what kind of windows I wanted, and I said, ones that don't leak, please. So hopefully we get these in just in time for winter and don't have to deal with cold drafts coming in. But in the meantime, the house is in a state of disarray, and as soon as I'm done with this net, I have to take the rig up off the floor and move it somewhere so it won't get stepped on. So that's what's been going on with me. And let me see, who's next? Over to Bobby, NE5Y. Tell us what's going on, KG5MXA.
NE5Y, are you hearing me?
Yep, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay, for some reason or another, it keeps the signal even when I take my finger off here. Yesterday we put in a base for a flagpole in the front yard, and when it stopped raining this afternoon, I hooked up the flag and run it up to the top joint, and so we have a flagpole flying, oh glory there, in the front yard, and let's see, we have a light on top. It's one of those sun powered. But being overcast today, it didn't quite get enough sun, I think, to put the light on tonight, so maybe tomorrow night. Anyway, back to you, Lucky, let's be NE5Y, over and out in Wycliffe.
All right, well, good to hear from you, Bobby, and good job getting that flagpole up, and hopefully all the rain won't affect the concrete setting and all that, so hope that went well, and I'm sure that looks real nice. So good to hear from you. Thank you for checking in and sticking with us. Next is Chad, KD5ZYD.
Good evening, Lucky and Annette. This is KD5ZYD, Chad. Things are going good. Just been busy as all get out, but finally winding down from the summer. So hopefully hopefully I can get onto projects that have been put on the back burner because the summer just got, I can't even begin to describe how busy it has been. Busy as I want to say that I've been since I started. So anyway, finally getting all this, like I say, here at the house, kids coming along nice. We'll have another ultrasound, I guess, towards the end of the month, around the 20th or so. So keep you all posted on to the developments as we find out. And other than that, just, yep, getting all that craziness started up and registries and this, that, and the other. So we will see. But anyway, it's, yep, going good. I hope everyone else is having a good week. And, yeah, Denny, sorry, daughter got flooded out. That sucks. I hope no one else got any damage. My parents called late earlier on this evening saying, you know, freaking out. They said it was 7 inches of rain. I'm like, it already damaged us over here. Like, it's all cleaned out. That we didn't get any of that flooding, but I don't think we saw that. I hope nothing was majorly damaged. But anyway, 73s, everyone. I hope you all have a good rest of the week. We'll catch you soon. Katie5CYD.
All right. Thank you, Chad. Good to hear from you. I know what you mean about the projects getting all backed up. And, yeah, I started to whittle my pile down a little bit, but I have still got quite a ways to go. But you with a new baby on the way, hurry up and get as much done as you possibly can. I know. But good luck with that, and good to hear things are going well. And do keep us posted about the wee stranger. we were all wishing you well on that. DJ, KG5QEZ, are you still with us?
Well, absolutely, Lucky, and you sounded good tonight. Thank you very much for doing the net. And, ain't done a whole lot. The rain last night, didn't get any sleep, and totally wiped my driveway out. It's one of those things. I got some relatives building just north of me, and the runoff has changed dynamics of the area, and anyway, so I'm dealing with that. We will fix it, and I have to get it all perfect and clean for a party this weekend, but that is what it is. And if you guys have not tried Winco for steaks, I tell you what, I cooked up a couple of ribeyes last night that we'd gotten on a Friday or so, and absolutely amazing, especially on the egg, pecan, a little hickory, and you know, there's nothing that can beat that. Good steaks cooked on good fire, and you get a flavor you can't get nowhere else, as long as good meat. So, and they got good meat, and it's cheap. So, anyway, if you ain't tried it, try it. And outside of that, don't know a whole lot. Thanks for doing that. KG5QZ.
Well, DJ, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Ribeye is my absolute favorite steak. I've not tried that Winco yet. We will have to give that a try because I do love cooking up a good ribeye. Hubby cooked up a big brisket on the grill for Labor Day, had some friends over, and that turned out really nice. I think I'll keep him around. He's good at the brisket. So good to hear there was good meat to be had all weekend. Let's see here. Al, KJ4FUH, are you still with us?
Yeah, this is KJ4FUH. Hey, I just bought a DYT MD-UV-380, which is DMR, VHF, UHF, and have no earthly idea what to do with it. So one of these days I'm going to have to seek help. I'm trying to figure out how to program anything. So KJ4FUH, back to net.
Well, Al, I will tell you, just the person is Mark, N5HZR. He knows all about those sort of things. I think if you catch him after the club meeting or just catch him on the repeater, he'll meet you somewhere and help you get that thing programmed right up. I have one of those, not exactly the same time, but pretty close, and I haven't touched it in a while just because I've had too many other fish to fry. But, yeah, get a hold of Mark, and he should be able to get you going. But good to hear from you, and thank you for checking in. And on to Peter, AG5DB from KG5MXA.
Hey, evening there again, Lucky in the net. This is Peter, AG5DB. Well, we finally decided over the long weekend, went on to Dallas, met up with some friends, had good food. Always like to drop by. We like German food. There's a Bavarian Grill somewhere just south of Plano. And had a good weekend. Drop by HRO there as well. Most I picked up was a watt meter, cross needle watt meter. Needed something a little bigger display in the shack here, but that's about it for the weekend. Well, hopefully this rain will give us a break so I can go on to more even more. Hey, Lucky, as always, appreciate you and thanks for doing the net. KG5, the next station is AG5DV.
Well, all right, Peter, good to hear from you. Sounds like your trip went well and you had a lot of fun, and I will keep that in mind about a German restaurant there. I love German food. I know around here we've got Royal Bavaria and Old Germany, and then we got the boot camp, Das Boot Camp downtown. I like their sausage, you bet. So, I'm always interested in a tip on another German place, so thanks for letting us know about that. Elliot, KF5, VMJ from KG5MXA.
Good evening, everyone. Real quick on the topic of German food, tomorrow's lunch at Das Boot Camp, because my wife's already told me with excitement, is their currywurst, which is incredibly good. I really love it. It's a nice holiday. Got in some swimming time before the rain came in yesterday. And now my backyard is entirely full of water, completely unrelated to swimming. I'm not swimming in the backyard. I don't have much else. I think it's about time to put the family to bed. I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. Everybody have a good week. Till then, 7-3. This is Elliot, KF5, VMJ.
All right, Elliot. Yeah, you know, I have not tried the currywurst, but that sounds fantastic. I know they have curry ketchup, and I need to try that, too. I think they'll put curry in just about anything, and I don't have a problem with that. That sounds great. But good to hear from you, and thanks for sticking with us for the second round. Next is going to be Ken, K8WGE. Did you hang around?
Yes, I'm still here, K8WGE Ken. And I just want to say I've been enjoying the rain. We haven't had that much here. I live about a mile from firehouse number 7. I guess we got most of our rain overnight. But anyway, my wife and I have been keeping busy getting the house ready for my daughter visit from out of town. Now, she lives in Las Vegas. I prefer for us to visit her. There's a lot more to do. And that's about it. K-A-W-G-E, Ken out.
All right. Well, Ken, I hear you there. There probably is a lot more to do in Las Vegas, but I don't know. It's nice to come out here every now and then. Around here we have our attractions, too, and it certainly isn't maybe it is as hot. I have never been to Las Vegas, so I can't really say. But either way, thanks for sticking around and for giving us your comment. And let's see, who's next? Larry, W5LHG. All right, looks like he's going to be a one and done. And Mike, KC5GRZ.
Yeah, good evening, Rube. I have been kind of busy this week. I've got one daughter had her birthday last Friday, and the other daughter had her birthday yesterday, so we're going to be getting everybody together for dinner on Saturday, and they want me to cook some eggplant parmesan, so that's going to be 2 days of cooking there. Plus, I've been studying for that amateur radio exam for the extra, and that's really taken a lot of time. It's been a long time since I've done any studying that intense, but I'm getting there. It's starting to make sense. And what's been going on with all these robocalls lately? I've been getting them 4 or 5 a day. They're driving me crazy. Every time I get heavy into that book, the phone rings, and it's one of these idiots on there thinking my computer's bad or something like that. But they did get a new one today. I got a guy got a call, and when I answered it, it says, please stand by for the next operator. Well, you know how long I waited for that. I don't know. I wish they would just give up on all those calls. I can't understand why they keep calling. Well, that's it. Back to the group.
Well, Mike, I hear you there, and those calls are frustrating. I pretty much just let everything go to voicemail. Unless I know who it is, I do not pick it up. Some of them are such scammers that if you just pick it up and say hello or something, they'll say, well, can you hear me? And you say yes. They record you saying yes, and then they claim that as your agreement to, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to sell you. So sometimes it is best, if you don't know who it is, just do not answer it. But, yeah, those are definitely annoying. Let's see here. John, K5JDW, did you stick around?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't have much to say earlier, and I didn't think I was going to, but you know what? I really like that Das Boots place, too. That German place is pretty darn good. And I hear from other people that it's connected with that place up on 12th, like toward Midway City. And I heard that's even better, so someday I'm going to have to try that out, too. Anyway, one thing I wondered is, this might be old news, but didn't know if anybody's checked out QRZ lately. A couple of our own here, Ed and Mark, were, I guess, fusing a ground wire to a rod. I guess this is probably field day or in prep for field day, and they got a little video on QRZ. Thought you might want to check it out. K5JDW.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up on that, and I'm sure we will go check that out on QRZ. And, yeah, the boot camp place downtown, it is the same people that own Royal Bavaria up in Moore. And, yeah, they are both excellent and both great places to go. So good to hear from you. And let's see here. Other John into MOT. Did you hang around from KG5MXA?
Well, good evening, everybody. I wasn't sure if I could make it in from where I was when I hollered a while ago. I was way up northeast of Harris, about Britton Road and 102 Highway, so happy to hear that I actually made the trip. Been a pretty eventful day, actually. Started off kind of slow with a couple of emergency doctor's appointments to get folks taken care of. It turned out to be nothing major, thankfully. And then went and spent the evening out there in the wilderness with one of the small fire departments doing some fit testing for them, got them squared away. Other than that, just been staying out of the rain and enjoying the cool weather. Looking forward to seeing everybody next weekend.
All right, John. Well, good to hear from you, and glad things are going well. And, yeah, enjoy the cool weather and stay dry. And, yeah, hopefully it's cooled off, you know, a bit coming into September. It'll cool down and be nice to be outside. Seems like I haven't got to go for a walk much here lately, just because it's been too hot and too humid. So, yeah, hopefully it'll cool down a little bit. We can get out and enjoy that. So that is the end of my list as I have it. Is there anyone else that would like to check into the Gossip Net? Call Net Control, KG5MXA now. All right, hearing none, looks like our final check-in count for the night is 21, so that is not bad. So with that, I will go ahead and close the net. Thank you all for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater, and please visit the website at w5nor.org. Good night, and 7-3, this is your alternate substitute Gossip Net host, Lucky, KG5MXA, from the floor of the shack. Hopefully next time I will actually be back in a proper seat and everything will be in its right place with new windows. So I now return this frequency to what passes for normal amateur use. KG5MXA, clear, and 7-3 to everyone.
KG5QZ.
Good evening, Jeff. KG5QZ.
Not much. What's going on with you?
We're riding the tide, buying the time, whatever they call it. But anyway, but a whole lot of meat over the weekend, and I cooked some ribeyes yesterday. Boy, those were good. A little thinner than what I had been getting from the same place, but cooked up good. There's a little bit more on the done side than I like. I'm hoping that between now and then I'll have to get on my phone computer or something and Google up something. Anyway, I bought a slab of beef ribs, and I had a good friend that I thought would have known how to cook these things, and he said, I've never actually done that myself. So I'm stuck holding a bag to figure that out.
Hey, Roger. Sitting here multitasking as usual. Good to hear you on both this tonight.
Well, I always try to make them if I can. Anybody else out there, chime in, feel free, all that. But, yeah, you know, this funny thing is looking at a whole slab of beef ribs. Boy, I wish they had kept the other side off this, just the side of that thing, that big piece off to the end, but they don't do that. If you want that piece of steak with that bone sticking out of it, they charge you double what that piece of steak is. But if you want the ribs themselves, they charge you about a fourth or less than what that piece of meat is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Roger. Anyway, today hadn't been that good, really hadn't been that good a week for me.
That's how you had a rough week and all that, but yeah, same thing with me. I mean, we got up, we knew it rained all night last night. It was storming and booming and everything else. I got up about 3:30. Unplugged the radio. About an hour or so later, my daughter came in there. She was scared. She came in there in bed with us, and I never did go back to sleep. And I don't know. I guess I should have got up and played on HF, but I can't play up past 10 meters. I can listen, but so what at that point? So anyway, we just did what we did. But if I've learned anatomy out of the pieces of steak I like to eat. I never learned it anywhere. Was taught it. Just.